She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
We are so glad to have back on the show the wonderful Dr. Ginger. And yes, I'm going to sing Reunited and It Feels So Good. Dr. Ginger, welcome back.
I've missed you guys so much. It's so good to be back. I've been busy with writing my book, and then it was getting published. And now it comes out April 7th, should be fully in all stores by April 14th.
Oh, awesome. And you're talking about the Rainbow Juice Cleanse, Lose Weight, Boost Energy, and Supercharge Your Health. Tell us all about it.
Well, you know, I have so many people talk to me about they're on the juicing trend and they're juicing this and juicing that. And I was so excited about that. But then when I found out that people are juicing so much fruit, it was really frustrating because from a healing perspective, now don't get me wrong, fruit is good for you. But from a healing perspective, it's a glass of fructose. And so many of us have so many issues with addictions to sugar and caffeine and all sorts of other foods. But, you know, the standard diet is so ravenously, you know, just taken over by sugars that really, you know, jumping to a lot of fruit directly at one time is really a lateral move and not an upward move. You know, juicing came from healing centers and from a healing perspective, and it was used it utilizes juice, not vegetables, greens. And so the whole book is all about not juicing fruit, but juicing vegetables and incorporating spices and herbs and other healing nutrients and kind of weaning you off that sugar fix and getting rid of the candida. And I always say, eat your fruit and juice your veggies.
I love that. You know, I just want to give you a big shout out. We know that and I saw your clip on Dr. Oz, so that was really exciting. Congratulations for being on Dr. Oz.
Yeah,
and I have to tell you
that
the table looked stunning. Stunning.
You know what?
All
when
the
I
different colors.
On that set, my jaw dropped. They set up the most beautiful set I have ever seen in my life. And yes, the colors are beautiful. And that's the other point of the book, is to get people to pay attention to the colors of the foods that they're eating, the phytonutrients, because each one of those phytonutrients, and there are lots of them, have all of these wonderful things that help boost the immune system and help detox the body. And in the end, you know, what many people are looking for is help you lose weight.
Yeah, no, it really was beautiful. So in terms of, you know, juicing, now I'm huge into cold press juicing these days. I literally, what I find happened is that I did a cleanse. I did a 3-day cleanse. I did two of them. And my body, it's like I'm almost craving a morning juice. Like it's light. It's so full of nutrients. Like my body starts. Now tell me, now how does that work, I guess, physically, that, you know, once we're doing it, our body starts to say, hey, I want another one in every single day.
Well, you know, once you wean yourself off, you know, the coffees and the synthetic things that are giving us a boost, and you realize that nature's foods actually can do the same and so much more for you, it's like your body's like, you know, feed me this, because you're finally nourishing me. So your taste buds start changing, and they evolve devolve, I guess you could say, back to where they were when you were first born, where you could appreciate the taste of these vegetables and herbs and spices. And you know, when you eat your fruit, you eat it whole, you can appreciate that. But yes, your body actually craves it and thanks you. And so it's wonderful to see that. And it's totally part of the transition that happens. And I know, Andrew, you've been doing this for a long time too. But when you do a juice cleanse just for 3 days or even a little bit longer, you know, that's what happens. Your body wants more of that because it's finally thriving.
Dr. Ginger, walk us through the book. What are we going to find?
Oh, my goodness. Well, first of all, it's a beautiful book. Running Press is known for publishing beautiful, colorful books. And because of the rainbow colors, you'll find those all throughout, both in the pictures of the foods and the individual pieces of vegetables and fruits and different things that are in there. The first section is all about counting colors, not calories, and starting to pay attention to the colors of the foods that you're consuming. And keep in mind, even though this is called the Rainbow Juice Cleanse, there's over 50 recipes, and it covers breakfast through dessert as well as the juices. And for those who are not ready to jump into a full 7-day juice cleanse, I have lots of friends who are all about that, but there's many people who have never had a fresh-made juice in their life. That's okay, because we can start you up on the warm-up phase or the rev-up phase, where you can just start dabbling in some of the foods first. And you can maybe have a juice a day, kind of dabble in it, play around with it, kind of get your taste buds off the toxic foods that you might be eating, and start eating some clean, real foods. And your body will really appreciate that, and you can kind of baby step yourself along from the warm-up to the rev-up, and then to the juice phase if you choose to go that route.
Now, You know, you mentioned before about the importance of, you know, juicing your veggies and eating your fruit. Now, even for me, you know, I've had the, you know, the greens, the only green, the purely green juices, and they're definitely, there's no sweetness to them. And they're not my favorite. I'm just going to be honest. They're not my favorite, but I know how good they are for me. But I do like sometimes when I do, and I do love my green drinks. So I love kale and I love all the green, you know, the green juice, the green veggies in it. But is it okay to have it with a little bit of apple or a little bit of pear just to give it that tinge of sweetness? Like, is there a certain percentage that's, you know, better for you than not?
It kind of depends on what you have going on. You know, if you're, you know, the standard American diet or maybe even the standard Canadian diet, I'm not sure how bad that compares to the standard American diet, but I know if you're someone who's on the standard American diet, you probably have blood sugar issues. You probably have candida. You might have diabetes. You might even have cancer, or you might be overweight. And so it's really important to try to stay away from those things. You know, I give no leeway with mine. I just totally do. I eat my fruit and I juice my veggies. But if that's what it takes to kind of wean you in, you can also use stevia. But also, it doesn't necessarily have to taste sweet. Try some herbs. Try some cilantro. Try some of the other things that I mentioned in the book that give a different flavor that doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, a glass of sugar kind of taste. Something that you know, fennel. Fennel is amazing in juices. There's ginger. Ginger gives another type of flavor. So that's what I'm trying to introduce here, some other types of flavors instead of always going back to the same sugar kind of taste. And that's kind of how you can get away from the fruit. But, you know, of course, if that's what it takes to kind of get you moving, just keep in mind your ultimate goal is to just eat your fruit and juice your veggies.
Yeah, and I like that you talked about the cilantro, because we had a show with Dr. Fred alone, and we talked about cilantro, how it crosses the blood-brain barrier and it helps the detox from heavy metals. It helps the brain.
It sure does.
So that's a really good thing. Ginger is amazing too.
There's so many amazing things that you can add without having to, you know, to sugar it up, so to speak. And ginger, yes, you always need a little ginger in your life. Ginger is great for so many things. And so you can put some ginger root in there, as well as some of the recipes. You can utilize minced ginger. But, you know, get back to nature's foods and utilizing those both in your foods and in your juices.
Now, it's also great, juicing is also great if you put a little bit of turmeric in there, and you can get a little curcumin.
Yeah.
They're anti-inflammatory. I mean, I love my orange juices. I mean, they are amazing. And my son broke his collarbone recently, so I've been getting him juicing. I've juiced some juices with burdock in it and turmeric, and it definitely helps to bring down that inflammation, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And then turmeric is also, I know it's known for is anti-inflammatory effects and anti-cancer effects, but it's also great for weight loss. They've done some studies where it's really helping with obesity and weight loss. I actually sip on all day long, especially during the winter months, warm water, and I have turmeric in it, and I have dolphin kelp. And so I sip on that kind of all day long just to kind of hydrate myself and get those extra boosts that turmeric gives. But weight loss is one of them as well.
Is it a powder that you add in? I know Gaia Herbs just came out with a turmeric powder. So how do you add the turmeric and the dulse? I'm guessing the flakes, but how do you add the turmeric?
Yeah, there's a powder that you can buy, you know, or you want to make sure it's organic. And I just, but it comes in like a little spice container. I just turn it upside down. Someone asked me the other day how much you put it in. I just shake it until the water turns orange, really. And then I kind of add it throughout the day to my hot water.
Now, I know that, you know what? Well, we're going to have to ask you next time, because we're just about out of time. I'm going to hand the mic back over to Andrea. And Dr. Ginger, this has been great.
Yeah, you can check out the book at rainbowjuicecleanse.com. Get your autographed copy, as well as my free 7-day online nutrition boot camp and the free vitamin robbers report at rainbowjuicecleanse.com and drginger.com.
Well, awesome. Thanks, Ginger. You just saved me having to ask you where they can find out more about it. Welcome. We want you to come back soon. Obviously, we've missed you. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Make sure to get your juices, juice your veggies, eat your fruit, just like Dr. Ginger says. Thanks for listening, everyone, and stay well.